No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today I've convened a meeting of some good friends and some guys who I just recently saw perform the other day. You guys are all on tour together right now. To my left, DJ Scheme. To his left, Fat Nick. To his left, Bexy. How's everybody doing?
Awesome.
Swell.
Oh, good.
On tour, just going crazy, you guys.
The tour boys.
The tour boys. You were just on tour with a ski mask for like months, right?
Since May, man, like 5 months.
So what's the difference between being on tour with a Fat Nick versus Ski Mask?
Not much of a difference. It's really comfortable.
Just go in. Say who parties harder, say who gets more girls. Just be real judgmental and fucked up. Come on.
Okay. all right. Well, with Ski, it's a little like you never know what's going to happen.
Mm.
With Nick, it's like
a little more predictable.
Nick will let you know what we're doing. So it's maybe safer, I would say.
Okay. A little bit. Yeah. I feel you. I won't say too much, but yeah, it seems like Nick might be a little bit more stable. No offense to Ski. Sounds bad.
No, yeah. Ski's definitely stable.
He's stable.
He just loves doing, like, whatever comes to his mind at that moment, which is fun.
Spur of the moment shit.
Yeah, I enjoy that a lot.
I feel like Nick is more likely to, like, spend... I feel like Nick's got, like, anxiety, so he's more likely to be, like, low-key from time to time, whereas no, I don't feel like Ski is ever going to let anybody let him stay in.
No.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to my room and go to sleep and order room service.
That's what tour is for you?
Yeah. Do the show, you go back, you eat food, and you go to sleep, and you get high.
Right. Which is different from the first interview we did where you were talking about all kinds of crazy shit.
Oh, shit, yeah, I told that a lot.
I know, isn't it crazy to think? Weren't you like 18 or some shit when we did that?
I was young as shit. But I toned down. I learned. Toned down.
Tone up, fam.
You're toning up.
I'm toning up.
Gage is a cock whore.
That's not true.
How did Bexy end up becoming the co-headliner on this whole thing?
I don't even know it. We just spoke about it.
Yeah, we were in London together, and we were making music, and we were like, yo, let's just knock out some songs and go on tour together. And we're like, all right, lit.
Stay Best alive.
You made that together. Stay Alive song. Stay alive.
Wait, we need to get this right up to your mouth. No.
You hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Bite that shit.
Yeah, we made Bite It.
Don't literally bite it.
Yeah, we made Stay Alive, and then just like, fuck it, let's do a tour.
Dude, you guys, your clone got so many fucking upgrades since I last saw you. You got,
I know, bro.
The teeth are going crazy. The eyes are fucking.
I don't know what happened, man. I woke up, looked in the mirror, and it was all there. Like, scary, bro.
Everybody's gotten some upgrades. Actually, you got fucking gold teeth in there. Nick's got all kinds of new face tats.
Nick's been in the gym. Look,
Nick's dreads got a lot longer.
He just got fatter.
You got fatter?
Yeah.
Since I met you, I guess that's
fair.
Have
you seen his weight down? What I'm doing thick. It's crazy.
That was mad sus.
That's kind of it.
But is that a weird thing for you that like the X interview is so iconic and you're just in the foreground
riding a bike,
just sitting on a bike smoking blunts or whatever?
Yeah, that was lit. That was a good time.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's just like a weird role that you sort of played in it. Because like any professional interview, like the person you're interviewing is at the forefront, and that was at a time where there's like eight other people, and then X is all the way in the back,
in the corner,
even though he's supposed to be the focus of that interview.
Shirtless.
Yeah. I appreciate when I saw you guys live because you guys all like go super out of your way to keep like peeping X's names alive, like just fully like busting out multiple songs during each of your sets. Is that like an important part of going on tour and like just the mentality of wanting to keep these dudes alive?
Facts.
Keep their names
every
alive?
Show, man. Every single show, you know?
Yeah, they blessed us, man. That's how I think of it. They blessed us. They left us with a lot of blessings. So it's like, it wouldn't be right if we didn't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, Bexy, tell me about meeting Peep. I'm just, we got to get some fucking memories flowing here. And I don't know, I'm going to have to throw some questions out there to start getting us talking about like the bros that we lost in the past year. How'd you meet him?
Peep, well, it's crazy, man. I was on SoundCloud and I heard Star Shopping. And it had probably 1,000 plays, you know? Very, like, that was when SoundCloud was, like, wasn't oversaturated. You could scroll through and just hear cool shit everywhere, you know?
There was like, 2014, it felt like that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That was such a...
You were just finding new shit all the time, yeah.
So I found Star Shopping. I had a little following then, like, I don't know, 5K followers or some shit. He had a few hundred. And I played it, and, like, the first 20 seconds, like, the first few lyrics hit me, man. I was like, this kid's special, you know? Fuck his fame or whatever he ain't got. I want to work with this kid, you know? So I messaged him and I was like, bro, you're gifted. Like, we need to make some music. And he replied and he was like, bro, scroll up. Look at the fan mail I used to send you.
Really?
So I scrolled up, and it was like paragraphs like this, bro.
From
like,
him to you?
Yeah, that I hadn't seen. But oh, I had shit. Approached him, but he had been sending me messages for months. Like, you're one of the reasons I started this. Thank you, bro. Like, you're an inspiration. Shit. So he was in New York. I was in London. It was weird, bro. And, like, he used to play RuneScape. So we'd play RuneScape together.
What?
I didn't know that.
You played RuneScape? I played RuneScape.
We made an EP called Romeo's Regrets, and the cover art Romeo and Juliet quest from RuneScape.
Oh, I saw that.
So yeah, that's RuneScape.
I'm glad that you guys
played RuneScape. So we bonded through like RuneScape, The Warriors, because he's from New York, and then just like music.
The movie. You guys were talking about the movie?
The Warriors, yeah. Yeah, he told me like certain parts where it was shot, like in where he's from, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, man. But it was crazy that I approached him and he had been trying to get a hold of me. It was, you know, meant to be, you know.
Is that one of the reasons, like, him talking to you, is that one of the reasons why he ended up going to London?
Yeah. He came there because we was there, you know.
Right.
It was a break from the whole L.A., 200 people in his house, fucking all of that bullshit. It was just me, him, and Rain. We would live together, you know. So
right.
It's just... I don't know. He felt his energy was like he was from London, you know. He was out there for a few months, came back. He was like one of us, you know.
Right.
The whole way he talked, the whole way he dealt with people after that. Wouldn't let people take the piss out of him, you know. People that was fucking him over, he was like, I can't wait to see him. I'm going to fuck him up. But yeah, you know.
That is a very like English mentality, yeah.
Yeah, no, he really like came out of his shell kind of and like, found himself in London, you know.
That's fucking crazy.
With the whole Ed Hardy tattoos and the mohawk and like.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Stylistically, he took a lot of fucking risks during that time period. Yeah. All the face tattoos got turned up to a whole different level. That was when he shaved his eyebrows too, right?
There's a video on our laptop, and he has no eyebrows. He's like pulling a face that doesn't look humanly possible, and he has a fidget spinner. And the weirdest, like, it sounds like music from a mall in Vice City, like the game's playing, and it's just like spinning in his hand. Like, it's legendary. I wish I had it.
How many months was that he was out there in London?
I don't know. I'm really bad with like time and shit. Everything's a blur to me. But like, he was there for a few months. Yeah, he would stay there, and we'd live in the house, and then he'd go to LA, and then he'd FaceTime us like, I'm coming back tomorrow. So like, he'd come back, and stay there. And, yeah, man.
Wow, that's fucking crazy, Nick. I was just trying to get this sparked off. How did you meet Peep?
So I think like 2015, Mikey the Magician showed me him on SoundCloud. I'm like, yo, he's lit. Because I grew up on, like, Blink-182, Brand New, Taking Back Sunday, all that stuff. But, like, man, it, like, had that vibe to it. You feel me?
And that was probably one of the first times that you heard, like, rap music that had that vibe. Because yeah, that was, like, a new concept kind of at the time, yeah.
So Mikey had his number. We talked, blase, blase. And then we made a song. And then I came to L.A. and he was living, like, maybe, like, 40 minutes out by the IE. And we just, like, chopped it up. And then he came. He lived at my house. I was staying in Van Nuys.
Uh-huh.
And he stayed with me, like, for a month or two. And then we just hopped on tour. It was me, him, Smoke Perp. That was like his first tour, Perp's first tour.
That's crazy.
One of my first tours.
Holy shit. Yeah. How long was that tour?
Like, I want to say a month and a half. Yeah, it was lit. It was
what
fun.
Was like your impression of Peep from like first spending time with him like that or being on tour with him? Like, how would you describe who he was as a person?
Dude, no cap. Like, on my mom's, like, on Peep, I got him here. Like, the first show we did was, I think, Seattle, Washington, and he was so nervous to perform. Like, he wasn't going to perform.
Really?
He's like, yo, I'm not performing, blase, blase. I like, why? He's like, yo, I'm nervous as shit. Like, I've done one show before, and it was, like, 10 fucking people. And I was like, look, I told him quote by quote, like, yo, you're my favorite artist right now. Like, you're lit. Like, you're about to be, like, the next generation's, like, Kurt Cobain, in a sense. You know how all the kids now look at Kurt Cobain as, like, an icon?
Mm.
I told him, you're going to be that for the next generation's people. And yeah.
That's crazy that you said that early on. Because now, like.
I knew it. The minute I saw him, like, you can tell who's a star and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, you got it. Like, you got the whole thing. Like, you're him.
That's crazy. And he really, like, was the first. I would say X is the other person, but, like, he was the first person I saw in, like, this whole scene, that whole world, that, like, had that vibe where it was like, holy fuck, like, this dude could really, like, be a huge fucking thing. Like, yeah. On a level that I maybe hadn't even, like, imagined for anybody that was coming out of that world at that time.
I said it, the two most... I mean, everyone is influential in a certain way, but the two most influential, important people of this generation is Peep and X. 100%, hands down, no matter what anyone says.
Yeah.
I'll fight you about that.
It's those two people, 100%.
Right. That's fucking crazy. So were you guys, describe how hard you guys were going with the partying on that first tour, because I know fucking Perp on there too. You guys must have been going crazy.
It was really fucking bad.
Yeah?
Like, I mean, we're all safe. Like, I took care of people. Like, I had Krez. Like, shout out Krez. He took care of a lot of people. A lot of shit happened, but it was lit. It was really fucking lit.
Especially just because you guys were young, that it's like, to any degree, that you might be kind of sick of.
First tour.
Right.
Everyone was young as shit, and you just want to get fucked up. And, but everyone was safe.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Scheme, how much time you spent around Peep, or what was that like?
Let me be honest.
Yeah.
I probably met him twice.
No, still.
And it was at Trap's house. But it was really cool. He was a really nice kid.
I almost just burned my hand on the blunt.
My bad. Peep was really cool. You know, like, being part of, like, the members only side, like, you know, people had their differences when we were younger. But that was at a point where everybody was, like, fucked up and all dumb shit. You know what I mean? So it was easy for people to find, like, you know, where they wouldn't, like, misunderstandings between each other. So I feel like my first impression of Peep, I didn't really get to get a good impression of him until I actually met him at Trap's house.
Mm.
So, like, when I met him, it was, like, after the fact that, like, the whole argument happened between, you know, like,
so
the homies and him.
All the weirdness from that, though, for people who don't understand, that there was, like, one day, because I remember I was, like, glued to Twitter watching this unfold, but, like, basically, Ski had been staying at the GBC apartment or some shit, and he left his clothes there.
Peep's apartment.
Yeah. Right, Peep's apartment at the time. And then, did anyone actually steal his clothes, or was he just tweaking?
No. I'll be 100% honest with you. It wasn't Peep, though. So that's why I was, like, after him and Ski had talked and it was, like, you know, worked out. But, like, he thought that, like, you know, like, Peep had stolen his clothes. So that's why he was upset at Peep. But it wasn't Peep. And, like, they came out, you know, they spoke about it after. Everything was cool. But, like, you know, just stupid little things like that. So it was cool to, like, actually get to meet him after the fact that that happened.
Mm.
And, like, I got to meet him, like, as a person. He was actually just really, really nice. Just a nice kid, you know what I mean?
It's been weird to see, like, with the X and Peep song coming out, that some people have tried to take that argument and, like, use that as, like, proof that Ski was a shithead or whatever. It's like, these are little arguments that people get into. Like, that's not, like,
people got to understand, bro. Like, that was, like, 2-3 years ago, like, or 20, 21 now. Like, we were so young, bro. Like, you know how much dumb shit we used to do? And, like, that doesn't, like, that I feel like those things, man, they don't define you. You know what I mean? Some people take that as, like, oh, something happened in the past, like, something stupid and little as, like, an argument, and, like, what, you're supposed to hate that person forever? Like, you also don't see the other side of it, where the two artists get to speak about the situation, and they become cool, and, like, they have an understanding, and they find that middle ground. And it's just, like, you know, we're kids from all around the world, like, all around the U.S. We're not gonna be, like, on the same page about everything. So,
and straight up, like, young ass kids, and that's one of the things that really fucks me up, like, seeing the way that some people talk about Peep and X, is just that it's like, these were, like, kids who are, like, all of a sudden becoming famous at, like, 18, having to, like, work shit out in their own head, dealing with stuff, dealing with whatever issues they have going on.
That pressure's a motherfucker, bro. That shit's real life, man. I know they know, seeing Peep, like, how much he would go through, like, being there for, like, X and Ski, how much shit I have to watch them go through. And, like, you're just a homie, so you have to watch it. And you're like, fuck, man, I wish I could do something. Like, the only thing you can do is really be a friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird, though, because there is that level of, like, where people want, when someone passes, people want to find someone to hold responsible. You know,
always.
And we've seen that with the Peep thing. Like, I've seen a lot of people try to act like, you know, the Peep thing in particular was really messy. Like, a lot of people were trying to drag everybody under the sun's fucking name through the dirt, just in a way for, like, them to feel like they understand or like they have some sort of closure or something. Facts. Bexy, I know you dealt with that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that last tour, how was that? Like, what was the vibe? Because I feel like a lot of people, that's one thing that kind of gets lost, and I've seen this with the Mac Miller thing. Like, the media really presented Mac Miller as if he was this crazy ass drug addict that, like, was ready to go.
Yeah, right.
Then I actually, like, spoke to people who were around him at that time and realized, like, nah, like, this, you know, people can have accidents when it comes to using substances, and it doesn't necessarily, like, mean that that's indicative of where they were at in their life.
Yeah, no, the tour was like my favorite time in my life, you know, like, the beginning of it, obviously. Every show, it was amazing. The energy was beautiful, man. It's like some of my favorite memories ever, bro. Even, like, that day, like, when he woke up, like, the whole day before he passed away, it was, like, a beautiful day, you know? Like, me and him woke up together. We was gonna go shopping, you know, clothes shopping and shit. Just a normal day, you know? The tour wasn't filled with, like, drugs every day, every day. Like, I'm from London, so I don't have all them drugs out there. I don't do all that shit, you know? So, me being in America, it's like, all those drugs are, like, unknown to me, you know?
Mm.
But, nah, man, it's fucked up, bro. The whole thing's fucked up. I still don't know how to process it all, that he's not here, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been a crazy thing for you to experience, too, because not only do you have to deal with the fact that you just lost your friend while you're on tour in a different country, but then also just the unbelievable amount of, like, just fucking stupid-ass opinions and all the chatter that all these fans and everybody...
Now it's like, I know who I am as a person, you know? I'm comfortable in my own skin. I know who I am, you know? So no outside opinions can fuck with me no more. Someone called fucking James in Australia, who lives in his mom's basement, saying, you're this, you're that. Am I going to be like, oh, am I? Does your opinion, like, decide who I am? Fuck no. You know, I don't even read the comments, bro.
You feel like you had to grow up real fast, like, in that moment, just from having to deal with something that crazy?
Yeah. Completely. I was a little boy, you know? I was a kid. It's really changed everything about me.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah,
but these people will never see a thing in real life, you know? They know not to.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
They will never, ever say one word, you know?
You ain't never gonna say shit to us.
And if they do, you know, I will about fade it, you. The whole world will know about it.
Because no, I will beat your ass. No one
fucking disrespects me in real life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I respect myself and everyone around me until you disrespect me, you know?
No cap.
And that's it. I don't know how to hold back, you know?
Yeah.
You pushed it way too far, you know?
Yeah.
But these people don't approach you like that in real life.
Yeah, never. Nick, where were you when you found out about what happened with Pete?
In Miami, in my house. In my living room. It was crazy.
Really? So you were at home actually, like, having some downtime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was just with Pete like 5 days ago. Because I had just came off my Europe tour, and he had stopped in Miami, and he called me like, yo, you're in Miami? I'm like, yeah, I just got back like 2 nights ago.
Mm.
So like, yo, I'm going to pop out, I'm going to sleep at your crib, blah, 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 let's make music. I'm like, all right, for sure. So he came to the Evan Miami show, slept over, made music, went out to eat, and it was lit. It was fun.
Where'd you go to eat?
This Italian spot. Like, we just ordered. It was Uber Eats, but...
Well. Still good. In Florida, you know, the options are slightly more limited than LA, I feel like. Actually, no, Miami's got good food.
Yeah, you get a whole lot of diversity.
Yeah, because you've sort of been, like, thrust into a weird position where, like, you're one of the few people that has been, like, outspoken and really, like, new ex and new peep. Was that, like, a decision that you made? Because, like, you were one of the few people that was willing to speak out when you saw a lot of people getting angry about the song that came out.
So a lot of internet people, right? Like you know what you know on the internet, right? That doesn't mean you're friends with them. It doesn't mean any of that, right? You gotta have mutual love for each other, because, like, as an artist supporter, there's that mutual love, right? But at the end of the day, like, you don't know him. Him as an anyone, right?
Mm.
So it's like, how are you gonna say he didn't want this, he didn't want this, blase, blase, fuck this? Like, you don't know like, you don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I was with Peep, like, I said 5 days before I died, in Miami. We talked about everything. Like, dude, like, I can go on for hours. We talked about every little thing. And I don't know how X came about, but he just came up, right? I was like, yeah, he stays 40 minutes from me. Like, I'm from Dade, X Day in Broward. I was born in Broward. And he was like, oh, how is the other person? Blah, blah, blah. Yo, he's cool. Like, don't believe everything the internet says. You feel me? Like, internet's filled with a bunch of bullshit.
Mm.
And people just like to be really one-sided just because they don't like you. So there's no, like, it's like an unfair trial. And, like, he was like, look, I got my last show, I think, was, like, in L.A. or something. He's like, I want to come to Miami for a month, chill with you, and then I want to go to London. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And I was like, look, when you come back to Miami after tour, we'll go link up with X, because he's my DJ. So, mm-hmm. like, it'll be, like, a whole family thing. He's like, all right, for sure, let's run it. So there were plans to meet. So, and it's crazy. People are like, no, there wasn't. Like, no, there was. Like,
yeah.
I was there. Like, we made these plans.
People love calling you a liar for saying that.
Crazy.
It's
like,
crazy.
This kid is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
They're like, he really did. Like, I had this convo with him one-on-one. Like, we were going to go to X's and meet. And Josh and stuff, because he wanted to have dinner too, right?
Yeah,
so it's like, shit. Like, all he's going to say is not true, but, like, us as friends,
it's the truth,
had these convos to go meet. So it's like, y'all crazy. Like, y'all really batshit crazy.
Yeah. It's like when someone passes, the fans, like, feel like they know that person to an extent where they want to be able to make all these, you know, they want everyone else to act in a way that makes sense with how they feel like that person would have acted,
yeah,
you know?
It's crazy.
And it's like, these are people. Like, they change their opinions. They might have said something in private and then change their opinion or whatever. I mean, we all have people that we're good friends with. I remember before I met Scheme, I used to hate him.
Yeah, I used to hate Adam, bro.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding. Adam's been a nice guy since I met him.
I also met you before, like, before either of us had really done anything.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
That was actually really cool.
Yeah. Back in the day. Because people forget that the Wi-Fi interview was before the X interview.
Ooh, man, I remember when he was like, on Twitter about that. Because X wanted an interview. Mm. And he had already known that I knew you. So he would always be like mad persistent about it. Like, I'd be like, man, when we go to LA, man, we're going to see Adam, man, we're going to get an interview. And that's why really the interview was so long. Because like, he was so excited to do that, bro. Mm. Like, that was like, we were at such a low point. So it was something like, to do an interview with you, we thought that was like the coolest shit.
It's crazy too, because that, like, even by the standards of me interviewing like people that were pretty up and coming at the time, like X really, really was small, but he had like a crazy number of like his fans were losing their minds about him.
It was like 13,000 followers, but like 13,000 of those followers were like real.
Right.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
And that's why I had to check it out too, because I was like, what the fuck is this name? It was a weird name.
It would blow you up. Yeah. I remember that. You would be like, oh man, I got to interview this kid because all these people are like hitting me up about it.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like, that was like our whole thing. Literally, that was our whole thing. It was like cult-like, but like we're family. You know what I mean? Like, the fans would understand that we are family. So when we want something done, know it's for you guys.
Mm.
So it's like, why wouldn't you want to like scream what you want at the top of your lungs? You know what I mean? That's what we would tell the fans. So it's like, yo, we want a song with this person. Blow them the fuck up. Blow up their Instagram. That would happen. Like when the Drake shit happened, blow up Drake's shit. Drake's gram was blown the fuck up. You know what I mean? It was like shit like that. That's like, we try to base our fans like that. That's how we want.
Now you can't even do that, because if you tell your fans to all go harass somebody, they'll be like, "Oh, you're targeted harassment or whatever."
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe our fans aren't like that. Our fans don't give a fuck.
Right.
I love them. They're the best.
Yeah.
Our supporters are the best. But if you support Ski and like all the underground movement and X and Nick and Puya and Bexy and everybody, those are like the best fans in the world.
Well, do you feel like that has brought you guys all like closer together? Just 100%. Having to endure such fucking trauma. 100%.
Yeah, I can't lie. I will definitely say that like, bro, I used to look at these boys when I knew that Pete passed away, and I used to be like, oh my God. Like, if something like that happened to me, I wouldn't know what to do. And then when it happened, like, 100%, I can say this. Nick and I got closer, for sure. And I got closer to Bexy, got closer to Rain, I got closer to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just, you like, mutual experience. So that was what really made it closer.
You feel like Pete passing like changed the way that you guys live your lives? Like, did it make you want to reconsider like anything that you guys do?
I don't really do drugs like that, you know. I like acid and mushrooms, but like, I don't know about all these other drugs, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Nick, we worry about you sometimes. Russ worries about you.
Oh, shit. I know you do. No, I definitely toned down a lot. Like, I think it's like this, like, and we speak about addiction, like, you really gotta have the mind of an addict to understand it. Like, do I wanna stop? Yeah, but no, so I'm not gonna stop. But I've told that a lot, you feel me? I know my limits, I know my boundaries, and I'm smart with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it sounds shitty, and it sounds retarded, but, like, I'm kinda cool it.
No, I feel you. There's, like, a level, like, because people that, again, like, in these situations, people just want easy answers, and they want, like, hard and clear distinctions. They want to hear somebody say, like, yeah, I don't do anything anymore. I've completely stopped. I'm sober. You know, it's not that simple for a lot of people.
No cap, like, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, daily, you feel me? But, like I said, I know my limits. I know what to do. Like, I'm like, nah, Nick, like, you've done too much today. Like, so I played smart. Like, it still sounds bad, but I'd rather be educated on a topic and be smart on how to do it than uneducated and just fuck myself up.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. What about you? You go on tour with Ski Mask. That must offer a lot of challenges in terms of opportunities to turn the fuck up every night.
Gabe drinks one line and gets fucked up for a week.
That's not even true.
You're really low tolerance, lean drinker?
No, not at all.
I am.
I will say.
I can't go near the shit.
I was, but not anymore.
Really?
The show. Like, I mean, man, the first time I sipped was like in the eighth grade. Really? My grandma's house. I found some in her medicine cabinet. And it was my cousin's. I fucking hated him. So I was like, a drug in his name? Fuck you. Pull up.
Right.
People would like my old, like my older homie, you don't know what you're doing, man. It's not good. So, you know. But whatever, you know, it's like, I don't do it like I don't have a problem with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really do drugs like that. I love smoking weed. That's pretty much it.
I noticed you didn't even try to pass the blunt to anyone.
I mean, I don't know if y'all on that, man.
Like, yeah, right. You're on tour with them. How do you not know if they're on that?
Some people don't like to smoke during interviews.
No, I'm one of them, man. I fucking
hit that last shit, man.
Nah, that roach still kill me. Yo, should I do it?
Do it.
All right, fine.
What the fuck?
Wait, but here's the question before we even get into it, because I do want to address Russ's concerns. Is that his whole thing that he said was that he doesn't appreciate, or he thinks it's fucked up when people use drugs as like a marketing gimmick. Do you feel like you've been guilty of that? Anybody here at this table?
You know, I just FaceTimed Russ a week ago.
Me too.
I haven't spoken to Russ.
I talked to him on the phone.
I just talked to him.
It's cool.
So we squashed it. It was cool.
No, we just talked about it, and like, so, like, we're on FaceTime together. And, like, it was weird. Like, I didn't know what to say. Like, shit. I'm like, oh, this is Russ. Like, this is Nick. Blase, blase. And we're talking. Like, look, the main reason why I didn't fucking like you is because two reasons. You had that shirt that says the Zan and Lean, like, all that bullshit. It's like, yeah, I get what you're trying to say. I get what you're saying, but you're saying it in the wrong way. Like, for example, these kids that are hooked on Xanax, some of them need them for anxiety. And Xan withdrawals are worse than heroin withdrawals. So, like, if you stop doing Xanax, like, you can and you will seizure up and you can die. Like, my homie right now, if he doesn't do Xanax, he'll have seizures every day. So, it's like, say in a way that kids will understand and be safe off it. You feel me?
Mm.
And then I'm like, the second thing I'm mad about is right when Pete passed, you said shit about drugs, like, right when he died. And I'm like, look, I'm a grown man. Like, maybe you didn't intend it, but you said it right when he passed, so it sounds like you directed it at him.
Mm.
And I was like, those are two main reasons why I don't like you. And then he told me, he's like, I didn't say it about Pete, blase, blase. Like, it's nothing about him. And then we pretty much just squashed it. Like, cool. You say as a man it wasn't towards Pete, then I'm going to take it as a man and be like, all right, cool. Then I feel you. And we'll just, I'll drop.
You feel like a lot of your fans are pissed off that you didn't keep the beef going? Because, like, I have my fans always screaming fuck Russ at me on the street now. And I'm like, hey, come on.
Dude, every show I've been to, no bullshit, people have custom fuck Russ t-shirts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, shit.
It's like they want to hold on to it more. Like, for you or me, it's like, all right, like, it's good to just get along with people. Let's squash it. Whatever.
About peep, cool. All right, then. That was my main grudge. Like, I don't got anything else against you. So,
you want me to be honest?
Sure.
If I was Russ and I was getting all that attention, even though it was hate, like, doesn't Tekashi get the same hate? You know what I mean? Not the same hate. Not the same hate. I'm saying, listen. Like, you bring Tekashi up and people are like, yo, I don't fuck with him because of the shit that he's done, right? But people, it's like a bunch of kids that are on the fuck Russ shit, you know what I mean? Like, for Tekashi, it's like older people sometimes. Like, most older people don't like him because of the past and shit. Hear me out, though. All the hate that Tekashi gets, he gets so many plays, right? All the hate that Russ gets, he sells out arenas. He literally, his albums do great, his songs do great. And it's like, the more that people have been hating on him, the more people talk about him. So, like, I get it. You know, you break as a person. You have to go do things. But at the same time, it's like, you could have just stayed quiet. Maybe the fuck Russ shit could have even gotten bigger, but you would have gotten even bigger than it. And then it's like, you're just, you're adding so much fire to your flame. Like, I don't think that's
I think the whole fuck Russ thing definitely, like, helped his career. Oh, dude, because 100%. Anyone who was saying fuck Russ are not the kind of people that were listening to Russ in the first place. The same thing with the J. Cole thing. Like, when people were making fun of J. Cole, he came out and sold, like, the number one record in the fucking country. It's like, the people who listen to J. Cole don't really give a fuck about anyone who's saying fuck J. Cole. And in Russ's case, it's like, if you actually listen to his music, he spends a lot of time talking about, you know, other rappers, people who are doing other things that he's not doing. So it's like, that actually I think was kind of good for him to, like, make it clear, like, these are the people that I am different than.
There's a lot of people in this world, bro. So, like, just how we have our side of, like, drugs and bullshit and party and shit, there's that other side that looks at us like, you guys are pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they stream music. They got a lot of money. Those people pay a lot of money for shit.
Oh, yeah.
They'll buy expensive tour merch. Our fans, you know, we slang them the, you know, we give y'all the good shit, man. But it's like, it's a little cheaper, man. It's fire, though. It's fire.
You still feel underground?
Me as a person?
Do you feel, like, connected to that?
Forever, dude. Just because of my homie, just because my homie's got, like, a couple plaques And because I DJ for X or Nick or Ski, that don't mean shit, man. We all came from that one place. I feel like knowing where you came from keeps you grounded.
Mm.
That's what keeps you grounded. Like it. When people, and I've seen that, I've gone in the underground and are like, nah, we've broken the roof. We are no longer underground. We don't say that shit no more. Like, they become very arrogant, and like sometimes their music, like they think, oh, I'm gonna change my music for some reason. So I feel like that's questioning yourself, and then it just comes out bad. And then that's when you get oversaturated and people are like, oh, he sucks.
Yeah. Well, it is crazy. Just like all the shit that we've all seen happen over the past couple of years. Like, never in a billion years did we think that we would see Lil Pump with 13, 14 million followers.
I will say, though,
selling he is now.
Yeah, I did.
You saw it?
Yeah. Wi-Fi did too. He told me about Pump, and I was like on the train early.
Right.
Yeah. Pump's lit. Yeah,
I was on early too, and I definitely thought Pump was tight, but I like didn't think it was going to be like this. You know, it's like I thought it would be like he could, you know, have songs and millions of plays. That, you know, that's a lot from our perspective, you know? I didn't think it was going to be like it ended up.
He had to. There was no option. That was like what he was shooting for. Same thing with Ja. Like, X shot for that. He was that, you know? I just got to shoot for it.
Right.
Like, Pump was like, I'm going to be arrogant. I'm going to be ignorant. I'm going to speak about it. I'm gonna do drugs. And then it was like, I'm gonna be lit. And like, he just did it. He found the right people too, though. I will say that's a very key thing, finding the right people. But I mean, when
if Pump had got some bullshit ass deal instead of getting with Lights, who actually like did it with him, you know, like things could have gone very differently. You know, a lot of people get bad management, bad label, or some shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Could fuck anything up.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that happen. That's happened a lot around us, though, for sure. A lot of the homies sign bad deals, and then you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then it's like, what the fuck?
Do you wish 6ix9ine was from Broward? Like, it hurts seeing New York get one.
I don't know, man. I mean, dude, listen, you want to know something funny? Me, Ski, Rob Banks, Tekashi had dinner once. And, like, I was rolling weed. I have, like, a video. And it's
how long ago?
Dude, like... before, like, man, like, maybe a year and a half ago. It's, like, before that, like, the whole, like, he was lit. I think it was right before he signed a deal.
Right.
With whoever.
Like, when he had Polls come out?
Yeah, yeah.
That's when I like, gave him the interview pretty much.
I don't know if that was out.
I don't think he had signed yet when we did the interview. It was, like, when Polls was buzzing, but that was about it.
Yeah, dude. Shouts out to him.
So, you guys are Treyway, too, or how do you feel about him?
Yes.
I love Tekashi. Yes. Awesome.
Yes, yes.
I don't know.
Bex is like, oh.
I don't know, no.
What are your reservations?
I don't know. I know a few songs from him, but I don't really bump his music like that.
Dude, he's like 8 for 8 right
he's
now,
50
right?
Cent.
Dude,
he's like, 8 for 8. He's the epitome of Spanish. Where is he from? Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, Bushwick.
Brooklyn, Spanish motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's like epitome of what it is. And like the ignorance of New York, it's like 50 Cent in the Spanish form. And I'm Spanish, so I root for Tekashi. And I feel like if you don't, man, you're just hating, man.
When we were, you can't deny it, because when we were on that boat in Hawaii, there was so much 6ix9ine playing. And I was like, this is like us recreating his trip to Hawaii.
Yeah. That's hilarious. That was fun. Nick, we got to go out to Hawaii. Bexy.
Oh, man, I've been wanting to go to
Hawaii. Oh, no, they hit me up. We're going.
Tony Hawk's Underground, man.
We going to Hawaii.
Hawaii goes stupid hard.
Yeah.
We're in the venue. The fucking promoter walks us out, hands us the money from the fucking show, and then walks us right to the strip club across the street to spend the money.
Uh-huh.
Although I don't know if we really spent any money. I felt like everything was free.
Everything was free out there. So free.
And we need to go to Brazil.
Ooh.
It's a new wave.
I'm on that.
I went on my analytics on Instagram.
Brazil's like, popping for you.
No, for real. It's United States. Russia, of course.
Yeah.
And then Brazil is equal to Russia going. Now.
And that's where they got all the big asses at, too.
Oh, Brazilian girls are the most beautiful girls in the world.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Anybody here have a girlfriend? You do.
Shouts out my little mama, man.
Yeah, she's Brazilian?
Nah, she's Puerto Rican.
Okay.
I'm never having a girlfriend again.
Oh, ever. I feel that.
Well, you got hurt this year?
Huh?
You got hurt this year?
Been hurt, man. For real. I have a big heart, you know.
Me too.
I've been hurt too many times, you know.
I feel that.
It's like one more time is going to kill me. So I kind of, I have girls, but it's like,
yeah,
can't get too close to me, you know.
No, you have to be like that forever, man.
I have to. I made like a pact with my boy. Like, if I ever get close to a girl, like, stop it. And like,
you know.
That's murder, man. Just
I love,
take
I love
me
being
out.
Around girls.
Dude, I hate that you're saying that because all the bitches are going to be like, I need Bexy.
Yeah, Bexy, yeah. The ultimate.
No,
Bexy.
They know that.
That's raw, man.
Like a serious relationship, you know, like. Well, that whole texting and
yeah, I feel that.
Why did you like a photo and like
it's a lot
all
of
that
commitment.
Crazy shit?
It's like, a lot of commitment.
I'm going through too much to have that on top of it. You know?
I feel that. So I feel that.
I don't need all that. You know?
I know.
I need to just be focused right now.
I feel that it's a lot of opening up. It makes you mad vulnerable.
I mean, yeah.
But there just has to be that understanding level.
I just
but
don't
I feel
trust
you
people,
though.
Bro.
I feel that.
You know,
100%.
When you think you've had something perfect and it's like, yeah, this shit never gonna fuck up. Bang, they do the opposite and it's like, right. I thought you was this and you was that. You fully convinced me, you fucking liar. Now it's like, next time, I'm going to be like, yeah, it's perfect. Oh, no, wait. That other bitch done this to me. It's like, mm-hmm. You know.
It's hard for me not to, like, develop feelings, though, if I start giving a girl dick for long periods of time. It starts to just sort of build up. Like, oh, I just want to cuddle with you.
I love you.
I want to love you.
I know that. I feel you 100%.
I got love, man. I give love, man. A lot of love, man. I love.
Dude,
I love, giving
almost
love,
every other day.
Yeah, you knew about this dude.
I'm a lover boy.
Yeah.
I found a long time.
I didn't want to wife up my girlfriend. I just wanted to fuck her.
Dude,
I couldn't,
I've
you know,
never,
after a while.
I never asked out my girl. We just ended up, like, together.
It's just like when you find one who's just gang enough.
Well, she's gang. I'll tell you that. For sure.
She's Treyway?
For sure.
We just said Treyway at the same time.
That was weird. I was like, did he really just say that the same exact time I did?
Definitely.
Treyway is the crew of choice for us right now.
Fuck, man. It's so hard.
We're all just aspiring to make it.
Man, I'm from the east side, man. I'm from the east coast. So it's like, you know, I feel like there's west coast shit, you know, and then there's east coast shit. I don't ever put them against each other, but like I favor the east coast shit, like the southern east coast shit too. Mm-hmm. I mean, even, oh, man, I fuck with the east coast.
How do you guys feel about the Peepin' X song?
Man, that shit hard. I'll tell you what, though. It should have really been Peep, McConan, and X.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It
would have been a hit no matter what.
It would have been a
why take them off and release the same, the original
yeah, yeah.
3 days later?
Yeah, for sure. Dude, I'm a huge McConan fan.
Me too, bro. Legend.
But it's like the label wants it to be a certain length.
No,
they
no, no.
It,
listen, you know? You know what I understand? I understand that the family has to eat.
Right.
My brother's gone and their brother's gone and family lost a person. Man, your family got to eat, bro. You got to understand these kids made a lot of money and a lot of taxes to pay and there's a lot of shit to do. So when, like, people go and speak out about, like, either Peep's mom doing something with Peep's music or Ja's mom doing something with Ja's music, I feel that's so disrespectful that people say anything towards that because it's like, yo, you don't fucking know them, like Nick said. And also, mm-hmm. bro, you got to understand, bro, the family has to eat, bro. They did that so their families could eat and nobody could be poor anymore in their family. You get what I'm saying? Like, why don't people talk about Michael Jackson selling merch? Or, like, these old bands selling merch and people being like, oh, what's up with their families doing this? Because that's where the money's going.
So yeah, could you imagine if the families of Kurt Cobain was like,
dude,
how dare Urban Outfitters be selling this shirt and shit? It's like,
yo, they family making racks off that month, millions off that shit, man. Like, that's so disrespectful. I see that a lot, and it's so disrespectful.
I think the whole thing's unfortunate just because it's sort of forced a lot of fans or whatever into this Peep versus X conversation that is, like, the number one conversation that does not need to take place. Like, they're gone. They need to be honored,
real.
You know?
There's a bunch of fans that don't get it.
Yeah, they don't.
Or, like, they just have, like, an anti-X agenda for some weird reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, like, how I said Peep and X were the two biggest people of this generation. Like, they should be happy. Like that's the biggest record. Like, you have Peep and you have X. Like, the two, like, people who's, like, the leaders of the youth. You feel me?
For sure.
And all these kids have, like, an anti-X agenda for what? God knows. I don't know.
Nah, I will even say, too, the anti-Peep agenda, because there's both sides. Like, both sides come and they, like, form this one monster.
I don't feel like there's that much of an anti-Peep crowd, though.
Nah,
but there's a huge anti-X crowd.
Yeah, I think my comments is... On my side, it's anti-X.
No,
yeah.
For sure. For sure, but that's because, you know, I'm honestly, that's something that, like, people on the internet have to figure out within themselves because I don't know what they got going on. Some people are just crazy, bro, and they just feel like they have, like, some weird entitlement to say something on the internet.
You know what I hate about the internet?
I don't know. It's just
it's how complete strangers will try, like, tell you your relationship with people. Like,
yeah.
He didn't love you. He didn't know you.
Dude, someone said I knew Peep for a week. Like, someone tweeted, Fanning knew Peep for a week.
Bro,
I was like, yeah? He lived with me for, like, 2 months. Like, he went on tour. Dude, kids are...
I can't lie. No, see, I feel that. I feel that. Because peep shit within the friends is more controversial. Because with Ja, all my comments are nice. I don't get any hate, bro. All my supporters love the fuck out of me and all of my homies. And that's the difference. And it's, I feel so bad because I think it's so stupid. In this peep situation, you should know what's what, man. It's black and white.
I feel like Peep had a lot more friends than X, whereas X kept like a really small little circle. But Peep was like such like a loving person that he just would go and hang out with all kinds of different people. That's why when he passed, his fucking 15 girls like acting like they were dating him and all this crazy shit because
he was too nice.
Yeah, and that was like, I don't know, I wouldn't say his downfall, but
took advantage of that though, you know.
Yeah.
Oh no,
definitely, bro. I can't wait to see.
Me too, man. If Bexy faded, I'm fading. Like, no matter what.
God. If I actually was willing to fucking start shit with, like, the people who were talking bad about X and shit, God. Or, I mean, Peep, it was more selective, I guess. But, like, God, when, like, the number of people who were going crazy about the X thing was just, like, I had to just start ignoring it at a certain point, you know?
My DMs are open, by the way. Same. Anybody can DM me, and you can send me a location. I'll pull up. I'll fight you. On my soul, man.
On Treyway.
Yeah, that too, man.
Yeah, but you know what it is too, though, is it's like the fans want to just break down these artists into being like the simplest things. They want Peep to be a saint and they want X to be a monster. Yeah, and the reality is that nobody's that simple.
And you know what I love about Ja is that he has the real ones that actually love him. So every time someone hates on him, like it's like all his fans like, fuck you. Burn in hell, bitch. like you know what I mean? And that's why I love them, because like, reciprocate that energy, bro. Like, they, you know what I mean? Like, let them know if they hating, man, they gonna have some haters, man.
The Kanye shout out from yesterday.
Oh, dude, that's raw.
Keeping
man.
The name alive.
Man, I'm
that's not, crazy.
Man, that shit lit, man.
It is lit. But, I mean, that's like, it's crazy as fuck. It was said in a weird context because he's talking about how, you know, Kanye has this amazing relationship with A$AP Bari, apparently, because at some point people will watch this and they're not gonna remember what I'm talking about. Kanye has this friendship with Bari. He came out and said like that he felt guilty because he was scared to say how much Bari meant to him publicly because he didn't want people to come after him because Bari had his accusations or his video that came out or whatever, and he compared that to X thing. Like, he loved X, but he was scared to come out and say something about it. And as much as people want to hate on Kanye for saying that, I think that was big of him to be that honest, knowing that people would respond the way they are.
Exactly. I'm glad that he was real about it, because it's like, bro, a lot of people were like that, bro. I will even say that when he was alive, people would keep their relationships with him, like, under wraps. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Who gives a shit, though, now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to come out and say something, bro, just, you know what I mean? You might as well just say the truth. And that's why I respect Kanye. Because it's like, at least you respected my brother's artistry enough. And if not, and if you're just trying to make some clout move off on my brother's name, then fuck it, man. You finna make us more money too, right? Run it up, man. We gonna run it up, right? If that's what y'all want. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, our people know what's up. Man, you know what's up with John, man. You know how good of a person he was. Mm-hmm. You also know how good of a person Peep was. So the people that, like, hate on that shit, it's like, man.
And at the end of the day, like, whatever. They're both just kids. And that's the thing I can't, like, it just hurts to see people talk about them like... Like, especially in X's case, where it's like, yeah, he had a fucking troubled past. And it's like, you can't just, like, write off somebody's entire life because they were abused and probably had some of those tendencies as well, you know?
Man, go grow up in Florida where X grew up in the same conditions. And I'll say this about any ghetto and any, you know, like, poverty location and, you know, like even sometimes lower middle class shit, man, like... Yo, it gets real out there, man. Like, that's why the drug shit is real. Like, these kids are finding an escape, you know what I mean? And it's like, bro, like, it's really real out there in the field, bro, and in life in general. Like, so it's like, you never know what a person has gone through. So when you see people say, oh, this person did this, it's like, damn, let me do a little more research. Let me figure out where they from and what it's like to grow up out there. Because I'll show you some videos, man, of some crazy shit that goes on out there. Like, back in the day on YouTube, people would post and shit, like, down south in Florida, man. That shit gets crazy out there. So it's like, live through that shit, man. Live through abuse and family drug abuse and shit like that, man. And then tell me that you come out making the best choices. You know what I mean? How many times out of 10 a person will go and make a good choice when they're surrounded by negative bullshit?
Yeah, when you've been brought up in all this crazy shit, you can't just expect somebody to be this fully formed person by 18.
Man, like, y'all grew up with rich ass families, man. You know what I mean? Like, y'all families love y'all, man.
And at the end of the day, if you love somebody, like, yeah, you can forget about or ignore the things that they've done wrong in their life because you love them. Like, a lot of times when we hear this conversation about ex, it makes me just feel like if that was all it took to write somebody off, then I'll have to write off my dad. I'd have to write off my grandfather. Like, you know, all this shit. Like, I know a lot of fucking dudes who are great people, but have, like, you know, dealt with their anger issues and have done things that were violent. Ex. And it's like, you accept that because people aren't simple enough to just break them down to the simplest elements.
Facts.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so fuck. How's tour going?
Nice.
Is that a good transition?
It's lit. We had like 3 off days so far in LA. Oh, it's been cooling.
Been awesome.
Hot tub.
Don Krez.
A lot of Don Krez. A lot
of Don Krez. Don Krez experience, man.
Yeah. How's your relationship with Puya these days?
It's good. It's tight. Like, I have my own shit. Like, before it was, like, really, like, Nick and Puya, Nick and Puya, Puya, Nick. Like, it was, like, a duo thing, right?
Right.
Like,
scissors?
No, I got my own shit going. He got his own shit going. So, like, yeah. Like, we don't live with each other. We used to live in the same house. Like, we all got our own shit. Like, I still my best friend till I die, you feel me? Like, no matter what. But he got his own shit. I got my own shit going. And it's awesome, you feel me? So, whenever we come back, like, we both have these two amazing markets to put together.
Right.
Yeah.
That is dope. Yeah, that's like a weird thing with the fans too, is that they probably, like, if you're best friends with someone, hanging out with them every minute of the day, they want you to just keep doing that forever.
No, yeah. Ooh. Like, right now, like, I'm doing my America tour. He's doing his Europe tour, you feel me?
Right.
And then when he gets back, I think I'm gonna go overseas, so it's like, we're both on different schedules, but that's still my bestie.
Yeah. That's what's up. I played poker with him for like 10 hours the other day.
Yeah, I heard. Lit.
It was cool. It was like doing a really, really long podcast where there was no pressure to talk at all. And I started to feel bad. I was like, damn, I haven't said anything to him in like 20 minutes, and we're just sitting here.
Dude, when I used to live with him, it'd be like 3 a.m. I'll go knock in his room, see if he's there. Like, oh, you want to like go grab food or some shit? Casino till like 8 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he's an addict?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, he was talking to me about like how he sort of keeps it in balance, you know, because he doesn't want to like fully go overboard with it. I was like, this is like lean. Fat Nick has lean. You have poker, huh?
He's
like,
yeah, pretty much. 50 racks that day, though.
Yeah. 50 racks. That's pretty good. That's a good show.
Yeah. It's a great show.
Oh, man. Shit. Bexy, how you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad I'm out my room alone, you know? Yeah, that I'm exploring America.
Is that what you're on when you're at home, though? Is you're just fucking gloom and despair in your room?
I'm like a little nerd, you know? I just play games and watch weird YouTube videos. And I don't know, man. Read shit.
What do you play?
I've gone off Fortnite, really.
Yeah.
To be honest, yeah. I don't like what it's become. You play every day, I ain't gonna split you.
What'd it become?
You going off it?
I'm not gonna touch that.
You play
Fortnite's
every day?
Going, getting lower and lower.
I feel that, bro.
You know what I like?
You know what I will say, though?
Go ahead.
No, you say.
Right, I liked it when it was just building, right? I was like, okay, this game's so different from every other game.
Season 2.
I was like, okay, here's cars. Cool, I can get out the storm quicker.
Slide.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all right.
And then they put in shit like, you can be chasing me in the game, right? I can box up, throw a grenade on the floor. Like, that's a portal, and it can teleport me behind you,
yeah.
Fly around you. It's like there's grenades that boost you like 100
feet
in the air.
I feel it's too much.
I just want to build and drive.
Man,
it's like RuneScape. It got worse with every update.
What? RuneScape, yeah. When they went to the 3D, or not the 3D,
bullshit.
Like the high
that.
Graphic shit,
yeah,
ruined
that.
The fucking
fuck
game.
That. Look,
they ruined the game.
Black skinny from RuneScape. That's why I got it.
You just inspired my next tattoo. Cause
what are you going to get? Dude, oh, look, law rune also.
Dude.
Where you teleport, bro.
Oh, my. That's a law rune.
Yeah, you need it to tell you. Varric.
I know.
Camelot.
Lumbridge.
Yeah. See, even the building is too much for me. Like, I'm very far removed from, like, the first-person shooter thing. So when I'm watching Ninja play it, and he's building these crazy fuck things, and I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this supposed to represent?
It's ruined now.
That's what, listen.
You know what you feel like, bro? The new Call of Duty.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You'd say Call of Duty, but it's Call of Duty.
Duty.
Wait, can you do that?
Duty.
We're doing it.
Guys, leave a comment in the comments. Is it A, water, B, water, or C, water? A, B, or C. Keep going.
Water.
Most comments.
Water.
Wins.
Water.
You know what it is?
Water.
Water.
Hey, dude, I got Cheetos on my fingers, bro. I'm from America.
Have you had hot Cheetos yet?
I'm such a vaccine fan.
I can't eat like anything hot.
Really?
I don't even like onions, peppers, nothing.
That's an English thing, huh?
Some white shit.
Those flavors don't exist over there.
Some white shit, man. Like,
no, they got Indian food over there and shit.
Yeah, but if I get that, I have to just get like the plain kuma and
white rice.
Bro, I went to Chipotle. Where did we go?
Chipotle?
Like, it has signs, like it has like three peppers is hot, two is like kind of hot.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know, but it said barbecue and then there was no peppers next to it. And I was like, she's like, but what heat do you want? Expect me to pick three.
I was like, him doing an American
barbecue.
So good.
She's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, barbecue. Comes out, the shit was like, just like, bro, but it had no spice. I don't know what's going on, you know? I'm deteriorating.
No,
I'm not really. I've always been a swing.
Shit's spicy out here.
Yeah, I hate spicy food.
Yeah, spicy in the field.
I'm into it.
No
but
Cheetos,
not,
none of that.
I'm not like eating Cheetos.
I just don't understand it. It's like horror movies. It's like you're paying money for hot food for your tongue to like, you're watching a horror movie to like look around your room like something's going to kill
you. I know what you
You
mean.
Don't like horror movies.
I know.
No, I was stereotyping because I assume that's the kind of thing you'd be into.
People are like, you don't like horror movies?
I don't like them either.
I like horror movies, but I've had too many weird experiences with spirits. To watch the fucking The Grudge and all those films where shit moves around and
Shit kind of is. I don't know. I like.
I've had too many weird experiences.
I think I get flashbacks. I don't have enough of an imagination for horror movies because I just don't really. I don't take it serious enough to get into it. Yeah. It all seems goofy to me. I can't like. I don't really get scared because I never get into the movie.
I know what you mean.
You know.
Yeah.
If you had been through some shit though.
I've never had any spiritual experiences.
No, I've been chased out of rooms.
That's all you
I
watch.
I feel that.
Like when I'm on Hulu,
you,
Netflix,
you wouldn't want to experience
it. Right. Netflix, just horror movies.
Really?
And every time there's a new horror movie come out, I go to the movies and watch it. That's like my favorite pastime.
Really?
Movies.
You like Halloween Horror Nights?
I have been.
You never been?
I'm slowly starting to do these kind of things. Like I just went to Universal Studios for the first time with my my girlfriend.
You tried the Big Donuts?
I didn't try the Big Donuts, but I went on the Harry Potter ride and I got sick. I had to go home and take a nap.
Butterbeer? You didn't get any butterbeer?
It's not really my thing. I'm not really a beer guy.
It's not beer.
Yeah, but whatever the... butter? I'm not trying to drink
like
a butter
beer.
I heard it was good, but I'm not...
I feel like...
I don't know.
Oh, wait, you're a vegan right now.
Vegan? No. I just don't really do that extra sugar thing. I got a little bit of almond milk in this coffee.
That's smart.
That tastes good.
I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to get it real diesel shape.
Hey, where's Simpsons World?
That's at Universal.
Where is that?
You want to go?
Universal
LA?
Studios. Yeah. It's like
I'm in Miami too.
15.
You know, there's a Quickie Mart you can actually go in.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No,
I've
seen it.
Seen it?
I did a vlog there. I'll send you the link.
You know the comic book guy? You know the comic book guy that sells the comics and shit in Simpsons? You know? The big dude with the
Oh, yeah, hat. I know what you're talking about.
There's like him there. Like, so.
What?
Yeah.
The comic book store I went to as a kid, there was a dude who was almost exactly like that guy.
I don't believe
it. I want to
mean. I mean, yeah.
I believe.
And then when I turned like, when I got to like sixth grade and I decided I didn't like comic books, I sold my entire collection for like $150. And my dad was pissed. He was like,
nice.
He's like, that was worth a lot more than that. I'm like, yeah, right.
That's some white people shit, Adam. Definitely some white people
having
shit.
Having a comic book collection?
Yeah.
I agree with that. That's definitely some white people shit.
Selling it and then your dad being like, hey, what the hell?
My dad was like, you should have let me give you the money that they would have gave you, and I would have held on to it so we could have further assessed the value of that later on. And I thought that was
Do you
really
still think about it? Does it still like haunt you?
No, because it's like I got $150. What was maybe at most it was worth $1,000. Like, I'll be all right.
You know, Gabe had an ant farm collection growing up.
Really?
Dude, what are you talking
about?
And an
alien ant farm CD.
I never had an ant farm, dude. I had a dog. I have a dog.
I used to know a kid that used to eat red ants, bro.
Ooh.
That's
sick motherfucker.
I got bit by one the
he
other
would
day.
Just like search through the floor for them little piles and just like look, start eating ants, bro.
Is that like an English?
Is that UK?
No, yeah.
Serious question. Did any of you guys ever like torture animals or anything?
No. Hell no.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Man.
Because my girl was saying that is like what, like, because she listens to all these like podcasts about serial killers and they all. And she was asking me, because I think my girl always kind of wants to know if she thinks I might be, like, actually crazy.
Around ants and shit.
Well, I used to take salt and put it on slugs.
That's not that bad, though.
It's not that bad, right? They're so small.
Yeah, it's normal.
People used to, like, cut off squirrels' legs and, like, cut off frog legs and, like, staple them to their door and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It starts from that, and then they're like, all right.
I want to cut a human.
Kidnap a kid, kill it. And it's like, keep going, bro. No, it's real.
No,
shit.
I know. You're dead being dead ass.
Well, I had a photography class when I was in high school, and I saw a dead squirrel on the ground, so I took a picture of it. it, and then the fucking photography teacher like called the fucking cops and shit.
No, see, that's fucked up. That's yeah. not right. That's
well,
not
I mean, I guess I understand.
You were just really artistic.
I just saw a dead squirrel. I'm like, oh, boom, I took a photo
that's
of it.
That's some really artistic shit.
How would I have killed the squirrel? What, am I going to run it over? Am I like this master driver? Like,
you see a squirrel, no, you hit a U-turn.
You're making me think of like ways that I could catch a squirrel, and that alone seems like I would be at a loss.
Yeah.
I have to set a trap.
We went from tour to dead squirrels. This is crazy.
Yeah, people are going to think we're really
fucked
up.
Fast.
I also just remembered that Nick had a Dragonite tattoo, which means a lot to me.
Yeah.
That's fun. And Gengar. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I got a Jirachi and War Turtle.
Oh, shit. There you go. See, I have a Charmeleon really on my leg.
Bro.
Yeah.
What?
You want to see it?
We're proud of it.
Okay, brother.
Oh, shit.
That's nice.
I just fully put my ass in Gabe's face.
I was like,
sorry about that.
I was like, all right.
How did you become DJ Scheme? You're just that much of a schemer?
No, dude. I used to rap.
He used to be a scammer.
I used to, not that DJ, I never scammed in my life, bro.
I did.
I sold drugs. Oh.
That's a scam.
That's not a scam.
Nah, it's an illegal
business.
Actually,
no, selling weed is not drugs.
Well, yeah. Selling mid is not drug.
Gabe sold midget.
It was not midget. It was not midget.
You're back to smoking midget on this tour?
Hell no, you know I'm smoking gas, man. I just rolled up some Jungle Boys.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Shout out to our sponsor, Bearwoods.
Shouts out to Bearwoods.
And shout out Jungle Boys, too. Yeah, where the fuck's my bag at? I got a whole bunch of pre-rolls if you guys want them.
Maybe.
No, pre-roll blunts, not like pre-roll.
No, I know what you
joints.
Mean.
Joints, okay.
Middle pack. I'm just kidding.
No, it's no, not no. Mid. It's not no mid.
It's gas?
There's wax in that and shit.
Oh, wait.
And they don't use fucking spit when they roll it.
I would not want
it. I just want to say also that I reject Bexy's characterization of England as there not being a lot of crazy drugs there, because all the people I know in England do fuckloads of coke and ketamine.
We have the best drugs, like coke, ket, and all that. But we, you know, like Percocets.
You guys are not on
all this pills? Shit that sounds like Pokemon characters. We don't have it. Just like, but we do have better coke, better cat, better everything like that. Ecstasy.
But I don't get how England would have better coke.
I don't know, but it is. I don't know.
That's how you
feel. Their coding sucks, though.
Well, I've heard from this a lot of people. You have to mix pills with the...
It's fucking disgusting.
The what?
Codeine.
Like, if you want to drink lean in England, you got to do some science experiments, huh?
Yeah, but you have to, like, extract it and mix it.
Yeah, like, they sell codeine, and I think they sell promethazine. Yeah. Like, do yourself, but
Lil Nar told me about this. He said it's not worth it.
Yeah, no.
I mean, shit, if you need it, you can do it.
Yeah.
But it sucks.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You ever done ketamine? I never did it.
And some white people shit.
It is, right? Yeah, definitely.
I've never done ketamine.
Having a Dragonite tattoo is some white people shit, too. And Fat Nick is clearly a POC, so.
I'm half Latino.
Yeah, I know you
are. No, that is so funny. He's like coughing.
Saying that he's white is like saying that Lil Xan's white.
Lil
Diego.
He's not white?
He's not white. I was just going to say that.
He's not black, but he's not white.
Can you speak Spanish?
If your first name is Diego, you're not white.
You're white. You can be white.
I'm sure he's white, bro.
He's white.
I think he's Paisa.
White passing.
I mean, dude.
What does that even really mean?
Mexican.
Yeah, he is.
What happened with him and the Cheeto thing? Is that a joke?
I think he was joking, but dude, the fucking BBC had it on the front page. He said it on Instagram Live, and they just went with it.
You know?
Yeah.
Diego, praying for you.
Yeah. I was saying in a video the other day that Tekashi 6ix9ine is the master troll and that Lil Xan is the accidental troll because he is constantly making headlines but by accident.
You know, I deleted it.
What?
Who's funnier, Tekashi or Lil Xan?
Right.
And sometimes I can say that Lil Xan's situations are funnier.
Yeah. Well, that's why it sucks that Pump's gone. Because Pump is like the other hilarious. When you look at like funniest SoundCloud rappers, there needs to be a chart for that.
I just found out my dad. It's a crack. That is one of the hardest things. If you don't sample that and put that in a song, man, you trip myself.
That was great. Or like the thing with him and Noah Cyrus at the VMAs where he's mushing his face against her. It's not like he planned on doing that.
He did. I feel like he does that on purpose or something.
Our relationship was faked by Columbia Records.
He's smart.
That was so good. Remember
best
that tweet?
Yeah. I just tweeted it.
He stole the tweet from me. I was like,
you tweeted it first.
He said,
I thought...
I thought it was real, but our entire relationship was staged by Columbia Records or some shit. And then you just tweeted it, and then I saw it, and I'm like, fuck him. I'm tweeting the exact same. Because you said it wrong, too. You spelled something wrong. That's why I didn't want
to
retweet it.
I don't know how to spell things really well. I'm not a speller.
No, that's totally fine. It's totally understandable.
No, that's why my tweets don't blow up as much.
No, because you're not verified. You got to get verified.
Yeah.
Trust me.
How do I get verified?
Easy.
Yeah, you can get verified.
You know what? Every label's like... I'll get you verified. I'm
yeah, like, just sign this contract.
I don't give a damn about that
no,
shit.
No, but you do I on Twitter because right. there's a separate tab for verified We're mentions. Verified and someone like me that gets way too many mentions, I check that a lot more than I check the other tab.
I'm a piece of shit.
That's all
right. So I'm like a peasant amongst gods right now.
I'm not verified on Twitter.
You're not verified on Twitter?
No, he's not.
We got to get you in there too, man.
Fuck
you're
on
No Jumper. That's enough right there. Honestly, like you're supposed to. It's just like if you've been covered by like media or have articles. Yeah, you have other interviews too.
That's fucked up.
You just have to put together the little resume thing. Honestly.
I thought I did that.
Ski. Go to Ski's label, people. Say, hey. Help
you.
Me. And also, fuck you.
Help me.
Be like, listen, help me.
I wouldn't say
and then we'll
do you
it
know what I mean,
I fuck public. What?
Mikey.
Where's Mikey?
Mikey.
Magician. Where's he at? He got
Airbnb.
He's got connections?
Dude, it's a
you know
button.
What? Tarek should get me verified.
See? There's someone else who could probably do it.
You don't. Tarek doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care about you?
He doesn't
care about your verification?
Nah, that's my brother, man. I love Tarek to death, man. Shout out Rolling Loud.
Yeah, shout out Rolling,
Rolling
Loud.
Loud. You know what the fuck is going on. You dig what I'm saying?
I'm pressing him trying to have me host the L.A. date. I'm like, you got to have me host this.
You want me to tell him to do it?
You should do
it,
too.
Before?
Yeah.
He's Matt's awesome. Tight.
He's cool.
Like, Matt got it out the mud.
Yeah.
Shit.
FaceTime Tarek Main.
Oh, God. Here we go.
To Tarek Main. I wish I could change my Siri to
Technology.
Me.
Do you think that he gets like offended when people call him Tarek, which I like frequently do?
Yes.
I heard he does.
He doesn't like that.
Offended. If he doesn't answer, he doesn't give a fuck about me.
His last name is Maine, or is that just...
He has two phones.
Maine. That's what I was thinking. I just was like, that's not really his last name.
He might
name,
be
right?
with his child, though. So yeah. That's the only exception.
He also just probably thinks you're a J and just wants to avoid talking to you.
Yeah, right. My brother, man.
Well, for those
now
who don't know...
Now I look like a J.
Tarek manages Wi-Fi and does the Rolling Loud Festival. And apparently doesn't fuck with Scheme because he didn't pick up a call.
What the fuck? He also manages me and Danny Towers and Henry Dyer.
Okay. Well, I think of Wi-Fi. And I just assume.
Have you ever seen Adam get beat the fuck up in
listen,
his own interview?
Tarek ain't doing his job if he don't have you verified on Twitter. He got to get in there. Get
tell
in the
him,
trenches.
Tell him, man. Tell
yeah,
him that shit,
get
man.
In the trenches,
come
man.
Come on, man. Acting like I don't got a hard ass. I got some records, man.
Yeah.
Scheme season coming soon, 2019, bitch.
So you don't get sick of going on tour for months at a time? You just got done with the ski tour, now you're back out with Nick.
I was made for this shit, man. And it's only cool because it's Nick and Bexy and, like, the homies. I wouldn't go on another tour with anybody else. I would have went home and slept and played Fortnite.
Mm.
But it's only because it's them.
And we're lit.
Yeah, tour wouldn't be possible around people you're not comfortable with.
No way, dude.
Like, even from the first day, it was mm-hmm. like all your dudes I'd never met before, and it was just instantly all on the same level, like
gang.
You know,
tour
I couldn't
really,
do that.
It brings you together and makes you feel this
look,
connection.
I know
right?
why I look little.
What?
In this little chair.
That is little, huh?
Look, I look normal now.
Little with a D.
What? How do you say it?
Little.
Little. Little.
Little.
Lil Wayne.
Little.
Little.
What do you?
That's a shop in UK.
What do you know about?
Fuck you.
The ex Lil Wayne thing that we just found out about. No, because you know about this. Tell me, what do you know about the ex Lil Wayne thing?
Wait, when does this come out?
Tomorrow or today? It's all right. The album will be out by the time this comes out.
You swear to God,
this doesn't fucking matter. Could, even if it came out,
it's already out in London and shit. Cause like overseas,
yeah,
it's already. 12.
It's gonna be out in like 4 hours.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I feel like when I say things and then it doesn't happen. So you know what? I'm not gonna say shit. But just know this, motherfuckers. Oh, I shouldn't say that on YouTube and shit, right?
No, that's totally okay.
Can you bleep that?
So X is on the first song on the Wayne album. Let's talk about
what?
It. Air it out.
That's not happening because I'm okay. not gonna say that. Well, it's not. I'm not.
That's what we heard.
What's not happening is me saying that. But what I will say though is that X has a lot of records with a lot of big artists coming out. Mm. And I will tell you what, man, it's gonna be awesome.
That's so crazy to think about.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Tell us everything you know.
I'm not doing that. People ask me all the time.
He wants it so bad.
I don't. I would love to. I feel like everybody should know.
Nick, were you pissed off that you weren't able to get the clearance to have that Peep song on your album?
I
Let's
got it.
Let's talk about it.
I got it. It's still dropping. You know, shit happens, so I couldn't. But I still got it.
Right.
I just burnt my jeans.
It's coming out real soon.
Real soon, really?
Yeah, it is. Honestly, that record is so fucking good. And you know what? What's funny? All the shit talkers, X was going to be on that record, too. So fuck you. It's true. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
It was definitely, and he was like trying to do it. So
yeah, I have Peep.
I have a Peep message. On your,
that's Peep, like, no cap. That's the last verse he ever recorded.
Really?
It was in Miami. Last verse. I was like, yo, I need you on my album. He's like, yo, let's fucking do it. So, dude, when he got there, recorded it. Fucking awesome.
So you already have the song ready to go?
Yeah. Like, okay, so I showed him that song 4 months ago. He's like, Nick, this is my favorite song you've ever done in my whole life. He's like, can I get on it? I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, that's why I showed it to you. He's like, all right, cool. And then, like I said, I went to Europe. He went to America run. We didn't have time. He's like, yo, Nick, I couldn't record it. That's when you were on my picture. He's like, yo, I disappointed you, blah, 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 blah. I couldn't do it. I'm like, yo, you're good. Like, I won't drop my album until I get it. Mm. And then he gets to Miami and records it. And then, yeah, it's fucking awesome. It's still coming out, though. You know, shit happens, like, she gets complicated and sticky and yeah. shit like that.
All that label bullshit. yeah, just like, I don't know. I got, a lot of people's worst fear is that they're just gonna like whore out Peep's music in like a really tasteless way. Are you worried about that too?
I feel like the people that have it under wrap are doing a good job. And like, at least like before you drop shit, like I get asked shit, like, yo, Nick, what do you feel about this record? What do you feel about this? I should do the same shit to Bex. Yeah. Like they add, like the people who have his music shit ask, you feel me? Mm. So I just asking people that gave a shit about Peep and like know what people would want to do with his stuff.
So. Yeah.
You know, always new shit I've heard is amazing.
Yeah. All his new record is hard.
The whole like she got with
yeah, like, she was smoking sack and shit. That shit's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you know he had an EP with Harry Fraud? Ooh. Have you heard that?
I heard some of it.
Really?
That's pretty hard.
It's the best music I've ever heard from
Man.
Him.
Wow, I love Harry Fraud production back in the day. Action Bronson shit.
I love hearing that he has music.
From him being like a huge Max B fan and like French Montana and shit. And Peep, Harry Fraud.
That's awesome.
Yeah, bro. That's I don't know sick. Where that is, but I've only heard it once, one whole way through. I think it's like 5 songs. But like at the beginning, it's like a guitar and he was like, that's me singing. Harry Fraud was like, sing, like Peep started singing, turned his voice into a guitar, like, it's like,
wow.
Yeah, it's powerful. It's
that's
powerful.
Raw.
I don't know, like, where it is, but.
I love hearing that our homies have music that's, like, not out yet.
Yeah.
I love hearing unreleased music.
It's crazy, too, because Peep was the kind of person to go just do, like, 10 songs in a night, getting fucked up, hanging out with his friends,
that's
like.
It's the same thing with X, though. X didn't get fucked up, though, but it was, like, same work.
Do you think, though? Because I always wonder if X, was X just making songs, or was he working on single songs for long periods of time? You know, so tell me.
No, dude. When X would lock in, it was a week. Every album would be, like, it'd be, like, a straggler song. Like, there'd be a song or two that was worked on, like, before at some random point, like, on tour. And then, like, he locks in for 1 week and finishes the album. It's, like, one feeling. That's what he tries to do. 1 week. It's, like, a feeling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, same thing for the Question Mark album.
Right.
It was, like, the same concept. Like, it was just, like, him and all his people. Actually, you know what? I think the Question Mark might have been longer than a week. But it was a very short. It's always a short period of time. And he would lock in really hard and just make music. But then on the side, there would be, like, him going to studios and seeing people. Or him, like, FaceTiming random people and being like, I'm gonna remix your song. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. Like, you know what I mean? He just do random shit.
He was just the most like sporadic person with who he was gonna talk to, who he was gonna hit up. Yeah.
He used to hit up Comethazine. Like, I remember that. Like, I'm gonna remix this shit. Like, hit up another person. Yeah, I'm gonna remix this. It was like, he just tried to like touch. Everybody.
That's why, yeah, it was so crazy when he passed because there were so many people. Even somebody like Juice WRLD, who had like just come out, really, like when he passed, Juice WRLD had only been known for a couple months. Yeah, it's like he had this whole conversation telling Juice WRLD about how great he was going to be, all this shit.
Yeah, Josh just reached out to everybody. You know what I mean? He would always do that because, like, even I have messages from like before when Wi-Fi and I were doing things of him reaching out to us, just trying to like speak to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was always that type of person, even with the fans. So, like, I feel like, you know, that's just where that comes from, I guess.
Dude, the whole fucking vibe in Florida when I was out there for his service and everything was like...
Like, it was that pause, right? It was that a stop?
I swear to God, I felt it everywhere I went, like, from everyone. Like, because, you know, the Uber drivers fucking knew about it, even if they didn't know anything about rap, and they were asking me about it and shit.
That was the worst week of my life.
Yeah.
So, I will say, like, what Bexy said about, like, I was a boy. And then, like, my homeboy, one of my best friends, really, like a brother to me, you know, Jose, he was killed. You know what I mean? I never had nobody get shot and killed before in my life. And I live in Florida. I had nobody. That's not true. Because, you know, people from high school, people that pass away, dying, getting murdered and shit, that's, you know, that happens. In Florida, especially with guns. but it's like someone who I consider my brother, like my little brother at home, Leo. If like I felt like he passed away, you know what I mean? Like when Jose passed away. So that was like, I grew up, bro. I'm like, I feel like I'm so much older now for sure. I was a fucking child, bro. I didn't understand shit. And after that, bro, like it was like a fucking real reality check. Like, yo.
Like X and Peep, it was just so senseless in both cases, you know?
Peep too. Peep fucked me up. When Peep passed away, that shit fucked me up. Because I was with Ski. A lot of people that want to talk about that shit again, you know what I mean? Like that whole situation. I was with Ski in his apartment. We were playing Fortnite when he passed away. And we were talking about Peep on my soul. Crazy Geo. We play Fortnite with him. He can co-sign that. We were talking about Peep. Like, about how, like, his music, we were talking about his music and shit. And literally, I looked at my phone. I'm like, yo, Stokes, Peep passed away. And he's like, what? Like, it was so weird, bro. And so, like, that, man, I don't know. I feel like people just start to pass away. And it's, like, reality checks for everybody. Sometimes, and it's always the most influential people that pass away. It's always. Like, you know, Mac just passed. Like, that was super shitty, I know, for everybody, bro, for everybody. So I feel like those type of people always pass away. You know what I mean?
When Mac died, because I didn't know him or anything, but it was crazy just like seeing so many people come out and say how much he meant to them, because it was just from me observing that. I'm like, this is exactly how I felt when X or Pete passed.
Sure, definitely.
Yeah, Mac dying fucked me up.
What?
Really?
I was like, on tour.
I read it. I was in an Airbnb and I read it on Twitter. Some DJ retweeted it. I was like, nah, this ain't real.
What?
Tapped it in, bro. I couldn't even stand. Like, it fucked me up, bro. The first ever, like, thing I ever recorded was on, like, my boy's webcam. Like, I didn't even have a mic. And it was all, like, Mac Miller covers, you know? Like, seeing him have such an impact on the world, like, being a similar age and shit. It's like, I can do this shit too, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know, bro. It's hard to process everything going on, bro.
Right?
It's like,
it's so shitty.
Fucking dying, bro. Like,
it's so shitty.
Yeah.
And like being young in this shit, it's so shitty. Like, it's shitty.
Your whole world just gets thrown upside down every few months and you have to pick the pieces
up. It's like,
up.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Dude, I hid in Nick's house basically. When that shit happened, I literally, Nick's house. Like, I would only come out to do like the Jose related things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I went to the BET Awards too with Stokely, and that was fucking weird. Like, I don't know, it was just a weird week. Not even that, it was a weird, like, it's still a weird 3 months, you know what I mean? And it's just like, fuck, man, I don't understand it.
I mean, when I seen you guys perform the other day, that was sort of the vibe that I got. It was like, it was part rap show, but it was also like part memorial service, just because the presence of like their music and stuff is just such a big looming factor. And it's really like on you guys, people like you guys, to keep their names alive and to keep that music alive, you know?
Yeah. And that shit sucks, though. It sucks, man. Because I wish my homie was here to like do what he wanted to do. I know they feel the same way about Peep. So, like, having that pressure on you, and like when people talk shit, that's why like it hurts me so much, because I'm like, damn, yo, you don't know like what it feels like the pressure. I think I might have tweeted it once. I was like, yo, like, I'm happy that it's me that has this feeling of like knowing someone personally and having to deal with it, and like not you guys. Like, look how you guys are already acting. Like, how do you think I feel? That like, that was like someone I considered family. You know what I mean? I was family. You know what I mean? So it's just like, damn, how could you be so fucking narrow-minded? How could you feel that way? How would you feel if your brother died? You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, I go to you and I'm like, yo, fuck your brother, bro. That man was pussy. That man was pussy, bro.
But there's actual, like, journalists and shit.
I would never do that to anybody.
There's actual, like, people who work at, like, legitimate magazines or publications who have that kind of shit to say, which is crazy to me.
I don't give a damn, bro. Like, Noisy, a bunch of articles, a bunch of blogs that write shit about my brother, man. You know, shout out XXL, man. Because the owner, that lady, she came to the
funeral. That's real, yeah.
She was there the whole time.
Shout out Vanessa. That was when I met her.
Yeah, she's real, bro. And at the end of the day, it's like other blogs, man. They be talking that shit, and they be letting their little people... And that write articles, write shit up. Like, if you, like, how are you gonna run a company and let something like that slide, man? Like, and then, oh, you're gonna put the blame on the writer? You're letting it happen. You are at fault for what you are writing. That is your company, bro. You're literally saying something like, oh yeah, look at this kid. Look what happened in his past. Talking shit about two kids that their mothers agreed upon putting a song together. That's crazy to me. You are crazy.
That Noisy article in particular was just, they just ignored all the details. Like, they didn't mention Nick or anything that he had to say about it. He didn't mention what X's mom had to say about it.
Shit, I said shit about it too on the internet. And it's like, yo, that's crazy to me, bro. And like, whenever I make posts like that, they get a lot of attention because people know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So like, I know you guys see that shit. I know y'all see what we say about y'all. Like, give a fuck about y'all companies, bro, and start writing up some real motherfucking articles, bro. Get some real facts, bro, before you start spewing bullshit for clicks. That shit ain't cool, man. And if any of y'all feel a certain type of way, like I said before, my DMs are open and you can fame me any fucking time, bro. That's really how I feel, bro.
Hell yeah, you want some Rush shit. Yeah, send some goons.
Nah, I don't need no goons, bro. I'll fight you one-on-one, bro.
Send some goons to Vice. Shit up.
We could run that shit.
Pull up to Venice. Damn.
That shit's crazy to me, though.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
But you know what? Shouts out to the homies, though. I fuck with all my homies. That's one thing I will say. I love y'all motherfuckers.
I feel like this is the first time pretty much that I've been able to have, like, a really good in-depth chat with people who knew both of them, like, on the podcast. We've been trying to do this for a couple months, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
But you know what I mean? That's why. It's been, like, hectic.
Yeah.
So it was cool. And I couldn't do it without these people. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be able to speak about it. And I don't know how you guys feel about speaking about Peep, how comfortable you feel around me. But the way I feel about you guys is like, I can speak about it because they understand. Like,
we're going through the same shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the day X died, bro, I messaged you a big message.
Yeah,
like, I can't wait to be with you, bro.
For sure. I remember that. Around good energy, I was so happy too, man. Like, that's the shit that makes me happy.
Rather than us being alone in our rooms dealing with these demons, you know, like letting this shit defeat us. Mm-hmm. We're out together, man. Facts. Performing every night, playing their songs. The whole crowd are with us.
That's what it's about.
And every show I do, I say it to the crowd. I'm like, people tweet me all the time, Bexy, I've got anxiety. I don't want to come to your show. Like, I'm like, everyone next to you is your family, you know?
Facts.
You ain't got to feel alone when you're with us.
Yo, I be saying it at shows.
I say it every single show. Because I know there's kids at the back, like, fucking shaking, you know? They're around such a big crowd, like,
man, facts.
And when they hear that, I look at their face and I see the effect it has on them.
Mm-hmm.
People start hugging each other. People start shaking your hands. It's beautiful. You know, and we do things differently, man. Definitely. It's easy to sense the energy. These fucking weak posers, man. Saying that for the youth, but not doing
suck
a single it, thing. We love
man.
The youth. We're here for you. No, you're not. You know they're depressed and you're trying to capitalize off it.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck you. Whoever feels some type of way watching me right now.
Ain't shit, man. So I love Bexy, man. I fucks with Bexy.
Go in.
Yeah.
Tell them how you really feel.
Amen.
That's how I feel.
What else should we talk about before we wrap this up? Anything come to mind?
Oh, yeah, they're working on a project together.
Oh, no.
Was I not supposed to talk about that? I don't care.
Nice, yeah.
There it is.
Oh, hey, we have a K-pop song.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
It's so good.
Bro, there's no word for it.
It can hit Billboard, I promise.
How'd this come about?
It was me and Bexy and Mikey the Magician, and he made, like, a fire-ass beat.
He's into K-pop.
Yeah, like, he loved K-pop.
So K-pop is, like, a type of beat. There doesn't actually have to be any Korean people involved. It can still be K-pop.
It's meant to be Korean pop. Maybe we should word it like something pop.
It's in that vibe.
It's
that
vibe. It's influenced by it.
It's K-pop influence.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I recorded on it with Mikey, and it was fucking lit. And then Bexy came to Miami for One Loud, and I was like, yo, get on it. And
yeah.
But I hit Billboard Top 10.
As soon as you hit play, it's like magic, you know.
I feel like Korea is probably ready for you guys, like, to be.
Oh yeah, we're gonna go out there.
Super group. Yes, like Dennis Rodman, go do it in North Korea, dude.
Yeah. I'm supposed to go to South Korea whiskey.
Yeah. Sometimes. You're calling him again.
No, he just called me back.
Oh,
missed it.
You missed it. Let's put this man.
Yeah.
Hold it to the mic.
Hold on, look, you're on No Jumper.
You're on No Jumper. What's up?
Shit, man, I'm looking nice right now. Fresh up out.
Oh no, they can't see you. They can just hear you.
They can just hear you.
This is Tarek from Rolling Loud for the people at home.
It's fucking Tarek, Adam. Fuck.
Tarek, sorry. Fuck. We're going back and forth about that. Damn it.
I told him. Hey, listen, he wants to be the host of the LA thing.
I know, we're already talking about it. Are we live right now?
Yes, but not really.
There's probably like so many people in here. I'm that dub ass dude that throws Rolling Loud.
Yeah, we already told him about you.
I'm a fucking cornball.
Yo, but I said that you're not doing your job because you haven't got Scheme verified on Twitter. What's up with that?
Oh, damn. I'm really not. Really not.
Hey, say what's up to Nick.
Yo, it's Nick.
What's poppin', baby?
Yo, Nicky Gordo. Hottest pretty boy.
Say what's up to Bexy.
You heard it here first.
What's up, bro?
Oh my God, it's a bunch of legends.
Bless.
All right, they're telling us that we have to wrap this up.
We gotta wrap this up, Slimeball. Bye, Targ.
Bye, Targ. All right, you guys want to send any shout outs or let us know about like new projects that are coming out since we're getting this is getting canceled?
Yeah.
Or ended?
Shout out the tour we on, it's lit.
Yeah.
I got a new song with Bexy coming out. Me get and tickets. My twin famous Dex got a song coming out too. Yeah.
Wow. Get tickets. So get lit. Tickets to the tour. Come show up.
Come see us in the show.
Yeah.
Where's the next date? San Diego or something?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Santa Barbara.
We got West Coast. And yeah, their project's going to be amazing.
Yeah. We have an EP, a K-pop song, a K-pop video. Lots more. Magic only. No bullshit. No weak shit. No fuck shit. Only magic.
Shouts out to Ski, man. I love you, Ski. Gang shit.
Yeah.
And wait.
That's an interview we need in the future.
Yeah, in the future, for sure. But, hey, Sweet Life of Ski and Scheme on the way. We working on that.
That's a project that's on the way?
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Okay.
I can't let nobody swagger jack that.
DJ Scheme also wants you to know that you should buy his merch.
Yeah.
Wait, is it online still?
I don't think it's available anymore. Shout out to Kami, man. It's the hardest shit, man. We just did a collab, man. $13,000 in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Get off me.
I like those numbers. All right. Chris Long. Grab this flick, Chris. There it is. All right. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for coming on and talking with me, man. It was fun. Meaningful. People needed to hear this.
I agree.
No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, Slap. iTunes. Shout out Bexy, Fat Nick, DJ Scheme,
Slap.
AKA Gabe.
Don Chris
bum
Jr.
ass motherfucker. Whoa. Don Chris Jr. That's what you're saying now?
That's fucked up, man.
Why?
Shout out Don Chris. Nah, I love the Chris.
You came out his ball sack. Whoa. You're under the armpit.
I think I'm lit.
Yeah. All right. Debatable. Peace. It's cold.